Good morning, good morning. So this is, you know, our second go-round. This has been a very, very interesting morning. We are the MCO Construction Interns. My name is Shania Fair, and we are here to do our very, very first episode of our International Mastermind Building episode. So I'm Shania, your host. I am from Florida Atlantic University. I've been working with Ann for a total of almost 6 years now. I took a break when I went to college, and now I am back and so, so very excited to start this journey again with Miss Ann in Think and Grow Rich and Napoleon Hill. So we're going to have an introduction from our very first intern. Her name is Kimari.
Good morning. My name is Kimari, and I have recently graduated from Miami-Dade Education Center, and I am an incoming freshman to Bethune-Cookman University. Go Wildcats. That's it for me.
Do you want to add?
Well, the companies that I'm over here at MCO Construction are NABLIC and MCO Construction, and I'm so excited.
Good morning. My name is Kenethia Estrada. I attend Miami Northwestern Senior High School, and the companies that I will be over is Constructively Speaking and IME.
Good morning. My name is Jeremy, and I attend Miami Dade Senior High School, and the companies that I am over at MCO is MCO Consulting and Better Investing.
All right. Good morning to listeners out there. My name is Azure Quant. I'm a recent graduate from the illustrious Florida Memorial University, and I am over CSI. I've been with Ms. McNeil since 2016, and I am so very excited to be here with these interns today. So we are about to get into the very first chapter of Think and Grow Rich. So I'm going to turn it over to who would like to say something about what stood out to them in that very first chapter, kind of relate it to your life, and let us know what stood out to you.
Something that stood out to me in the first chapter of Think and Grow Rich, which is desire, is Edwin C. Barnes, who was working for Mr. Thomas Edison, and at first his dream was to be nothing more than just a partner to work for Mr. Edison, and he had a long journey to go before he became his partner. He never complained, never ran away from his dream, and over the years for working for Mr. Edison, he
realized so desire. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, once you're on the air, it's crazy. It's like, wait, what? So how could you relate it? Do you have a personal desire of yours that you have in mind? Just thinking about everything that he had to go through, he had his desire set in mind. This is what I want to do, and I'm going to do absolutely anything to get there. He didn't take pay, anything he said. He was just like, I'm on it. Do you think that you're at that place? Can you identify your desire, and are you ready to achieve that?
I think I am at this place. My achievement is to graduate high school first and be the first one in my family to graduate, and then go off to college.
Yes.
And then be the first one to go off to college and lead the way for my younger siblings. And that is my desire.
You know, they say that desire is the starting point of all achievements. So I'm sure that you're going to do so well with that. And I'm sure that you're going to bring that to life and to reality. So that's good. And you're on track. You're on track. You graduate soon, so one more year. That's right. Kimari?
Okay, so for me, one thing that stood out in the first chapter was when they wrote how Barnes either had to win or perish. And for me, that's something I struggle with. I have desires, like, you know, completing my first and second semester of college for my freshman year, but it's just like, how do you put yourself in that position where nothing else phases you? Like, family doesn't phase you, life doesn't phase you. The only thing that matters is you get to that point. And it's just, I've never been able to just been like, just go straight, because there's always something that's going on, you know? bushes. Like I can't really relate to it because I've never had that happen to me. But it's like it's almost like a learning experience.
For me, I will say my freshman year of college. Oh, it was wild because there's a million distractions coming at you. Literally, parties, people, events. There are so many events that you're going to get during that first freshman incoming week. Like it's going to be hard. Allow yourself, I will say allow yourself that much because if you just like book school, you're going to really miss the college experience. And yes, you're there for your books and you're there for your education, but what you really will get out of college is the experience, the networking. The school and degree, you need that, but you need networking to get those jobs. So you'll see so many people. Make sure you guys, whenever you're going to college and stuff, make sure you meet a lot of people, especially people in your field, because you never know where they're going to be and where you're going to be. And you guys can help each other, definitely. But set a plan, like a direct plan. Okay, I'm going to allow this much of studying, this much of going out, this much of I'm going to do this. Incorporate everything because you definitely don't want to miss that college experience.
And, you know, time management also is key with college, and you have to make sure I'm not put your time very well because you would procrastinate and you will lose out on some time, but you have to learn how to bring it all back and be able to balance all of that out. And don't forget what you went there for. You know, you did go there for your degree, and that was your long-term desire, so now you're bringing it into reality. And so, yeah, you just got to make sure you time manage properly. And if you go back into the first chapter and you look at the sixth you did at the end, you write out a statement, and you repeat the statement twice daily. And so what you do is, let's say, okay, you want to do all of that, but you want to keep on a narrow path. You say, okay, well, I will get my degree. And you just say that twice a day, and trust me, you will get that degree.
What stood out to me in chapter one, desire, is how a man that didn't have much turned his desires into a reality. And I learned that if you make your desire and your goal your number one priority, then everything and do everything that you could do in your power to make it happen, then it can happen. And this relates to me because I want to become a medical assistant. And sometimes I doubt myself and I feel like I can do everything that life throws my way. But from reading chapter one, it's a motivation to me because I feel like if Edwin could achieve his dreams, then I can also.
You know, sometimes self-doubt is okay. You know, recognizing your weak point is okay. But don't never lose your desire in the end, you know? Like me, I suffer from self-doubt all the time. But then I remember every time I say I'm self-doubting myself, I end up doing it better than before. So it's okay to self-doubt. You are your biggest critic. You are your biggest hater. You listen. Trust me when I tell you that. And so you just have to learn how to flip that and make it better. Make yourself better. Right.
I will say what you learn working for Miss Ann, you will definitely be able to use. Like you were saying, you've never been able to focus. But here, how many tasks has Ed given you in one day? And you literally had to, okay, this is what I have to do. Write this down. Start working on it. She calls you and gives you another task. All right, let me write this down. Let me multitask. Make sure everything that you're learning from Ms. Ann, it can be applied to your life. I'm back here for a reason. I'm back here because when I worked with her, she left this kind of memory of, I'm progressing with my life. And if you don't really take into account everything that you can learn at this moment for your life, you'll just fly right past it. You'll take the task that she does, you'll get it done, and then you'll move on. But if you really understand why you're here and what you can get out of it, you'll really be able to utilize that, and it will move on with you through life. It will definitely help you prioritize because you're prioritizing for Anne. So everything that you're learning here, flip it and, you know, make sure it works for your life. So we're just going to end right here. I know it was so many good topics that we could just go on and on forever with, but we're just going to wrap it up. Here are my goodbyes. I'm Shania.
I'm Kimari.
I'm Kenikia.
I'm Joe.
I'm good. We good.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Yeah. Girl, you're for 15 minutes?
Mm-hmm. It seemed like a...
But it probably was 15 because we were good.
I think that was good, though.
That was really good. And it's fun.
Woo, good woo. Job.
Hey.
Good job. I wasn't expecting that.
Can we,
Yeah, make sure
to watch. Right.
All right, let's see.
But like she was saying in the end, you do take stuff away from this. And that's why, basically, pressure all of us so hard because she wants to see all of us. She mm-hmm. wants all of us to grow, whether it's within her company, whether it's within yourself, your home, whatever it is. So just take the life lesson. And she might not come up and say this is a life lesson, but whatever she's doing, she has a purpose behind that.
Mm-hmm.
And so just take it, put it in your back pocket, put it in your front pocket, however. And when you go home, reevaluate the day. Okay, Mrs. Neal told me this. What does she mean by this? No?
And you can ask, and like, literally, you remind me so much of myself because I was so quiet. Like, literally, you could barely hear. I have a soft voice. I still have a soft voice, but it was barely audible when I first got here. And a lot of that came from my college experience. So you'll grow over time. So, you know, you'll get more comfortable with people and talking and stuff. So.
You
want to play? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where to start with. I'm going to have to pick you. Is it just the slideshow? Or let me go back to episode.
I'd be so mad if that
didn't. No, right? That would be crazy.
But it said that it was there.
Oh, my